make no effort. There's nothing to be done. Rest inside your own stillness. It is already there. No matter what mind say. Don't try to change anything. So even the best intention, don't touch it. You already are. So don't think to fix anything or to change anything or to become anything at all. Don't disturb your mind. Naturally, you are shapeless. Even though this body is a shape, the essence is shapeless inside it. This is your place, in fact. But make sure that there is not somebody trying to be shapeless. That is already a shape. Don't touch any sense of next or any expectation. So no next. Then being is left alone as it is. No waiting. No such thing as the next moment, next thing will be better. No better, no worse. Just is. So no intention. So watch this. This doing feeling, it is just a sensation. Be in that which simply is. That is your natural place. It's not some place to go to, nor can you leave. So you are not resting in that. You are that. Everything else is mind. When this is honored, when the mind movement cannot tease you to take shape, then he will give up his mischief and come and join you. Let mind find his rest in you. No image. Nothing to imagine. So no image or intention to focus on at all. Even any movement to focus is already perceived. And this is not a restriction. your natural state, our natural state, is already so. And this is why it is called natural, no effort. Nothing to hold on to. Don't fall asleep. Notice the feeling of sleep. Don't follow her. Nothing to compare. Nothing to aspire for. Nothing to become. Nothing to reach. No journey. That which is here before all effort. Not a measure of time. It is not in front of you. It is not behind. Before even the appearance or the arising of the sense I, it is here. So let your attention remain here. That's all. So knowing this is being this. It's not an action. This is awake. So no image to concentrate upon. Even any movement or intention to concentrate is already perceived in it. How to just be? There's nobody to do it. It is not a doing. The movement called mind is calling you into some contact. To be pulled into some shape. Notice that. Her ways can be very tempting, but you are beyond need. Touching any shape in the form of any thought or feeling or imagination. And it is as though you become this shape. And any shape you touch will bring you into the realm of shape shifting. Therefore, stay as you are. There is no tension in this which is. Being here does not stop the activity of the vital force, which is not in conflict with your natural state. Let everything dance. But you stay here. Not as resistance, but as perfect harmony. There's only you here. But this you that I'm referring to is not merely the body that was born. It has no lineage, no history. Be aware of this. Any feeling of agitation, don't try to correct. Stay only as you are. You are not that which is drifting. Being formless, you are not in any direction. There is neither north nor south for you, neither west nor east. There is neither outside or inside for you. Grasp this. You are already free. No image is yourself. Whatever is trying to become is only a shape taken by your mind. No image that appears in the mind, however beautiful, can be that which really exists. Mind cannot create or keep any shape. That is its nature. And yet you are unchanging. That is your infiniteness. Without tension, without need, no image can convey. There's no journey to make. You are already that where all things begin and end also. Touch anything and you come into time. Time exists in the realm of the changeful. It is perfectly fine. All things exist in this place of changefulness. Even this very body. Does not hold you. Don't strive to understand. It's enough just to be. Don't combine yourself with any intention. And you are already in perfect contentment. At ease and in harmony with all things. Hold no shape. Have no favorite concepts. Instantly pay attention. What is here? Before any object can appear, you must be already here to perceive. If yourself is an object, then there must be a subject that perceives it. mind wants to sleep, so that you miss your chance. Be nothing. Then if mind tries to make you sleep, how can mind make nothing sleep? Or even to be awake? All this you see. There's nothing to keep. Whatever is struggling with the mind is not you. It's just some play of identity. That also will pass. But you are still here. Sometimes you may feel the mind is stronger than you. Mind may be stronger and has a powerful influence over the idea you have of you. But your true self is not an idea. It is not a belief. You cannot believe in the self. You can only be. You are. Don't give this to your mind. Everything else the mind will take. But this it will try to avoid. Don't be pulled into any state or shape. Be the stateless state. There's nothing to construct or even deconstruct. That which you are searching for is always here. But you, the seeker, is somewhere else. If you really hear me, there is not even one step to take. That step will be mind. Wherever you go, in any direction, is mind. Find that which is not mind. For this you need not move. And yet everywhere you are. If there was never another word or thought, nothing more to come, where are you? The perfect is already in you. It is not next. It is not waiting, nor hoping. It's not even patient. The mind pretends to not notice. And you believe. There is no special way to be. Being is not a verb. It's not an instruction to be carried out. It cannot be recognized independently. How to know? By observing that all things pass and are movements. You may come to know the unmoving. All of us are in some way, if you can say like this, we're all inside God's cooking pot of awakening. Each one comes to ripen its own time. And yet this is only an idea. An idea that is only good if you conceive of yourself as something. I am the formless in you, but we are not two. Mind is your biggest thought.